Better music, it's Q Radio, it's Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Well, we're talking now to Dermot Gallagher, who was a top premiership referee for many, many years. He's now a pundit, and he's on your screens regularly, giving off about red cards, yellow cards, and anything else to do with refereeing. Well, maybe not quite, but he's putting us right. We'll say hello to Dermot. Dermot, you're very welcome to Q Radio.
Thank you very much.
Dermot, first of all, you're coming to Newry. Let's get this straight. You're coming to Newry on the 1st of October, which is Saturday at 9 p.m. You're going to be at Newry City Club Rooms, and tickets are now available for that. But we'll talk more about that later on. But definitely coming to Newry. Have you been to Newry before?
No, I've been to Belfast once, but I'm really looking forward to going, honestly. I was very thrilled when they invited me.
Well, you'll certainly be very welcome, I'm sure. Now, let's talk. It's going to be a questions and answers session. I'm going to be down there with you, so I'm looking forward to that on the day. But questions and answers, supporters can come along and have a bit of banter with you about refereeing, I suppose. And also, maybe we'll be asking you questions like, who's the hardest footballer you've ever come across and things like that?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do two bits, really. We're going to do a little bit of what I think they want to hear about, you know, my stories of when things went wrong for me, so that could take all night. And then a little bit about what they want to hear, what they want to ask, and like you say, who's the best players, who's the hardest players, and what's the biggest mistakes you've made. The usual things where people like me to embarrass myself.
Well, I wouldn't say embarrass yourself. You certainly were a no-nonsense referee in your time. Interesting things. A couple of things I thought were very funny. You're originally from the south of Ireland. Your family are from the south of Ireland. And you refereed a Republic of Ireland match against Russia, a friendly, in 2002. That was quite funny. But, of course, you're associated with the English Refereeing Association, which allowed you to do that.
Well, I moved to England because I was a schoolboy and my dad needed to expand this work, and he went to England, so I went with him. So I trained as a referee in England, which helped me in many ways, because the Premier League is obviously better than the Irish League. I don't think anybody would argue about that. So I gained more experience. I wanted to become an international referee. I still did a lot of work with the referees back home in Dublin, and I think the FAI saw that and invited me to referee that game because it was a friendly before the World Cup, and it was the thrill of my life, to be honest.
Yeah, and no doubt, I'm sure they'll ask you about video evidence moving forward. The game's getting that fast and pacey now. More assistance to the referee and so on. Those things will be asked, I'm sure, on the night. But I must warn you about Newry City. What do you know about the football team, Newry City? What do you know about Newry City football team?
I know that they're not as big a club as they were. You know, they're going through a little hiatus at the moment, but I've been Googling them and looking up because I like to do my homework, and you know, it's a very popular club.
Yeah, they're climbing the leagues as we speak, and a couple of former players perhaps you might have come across down there coaching them and whatever. Ray Byrne, who was at Nottingham Forest for a time, he's one of the coaches down there. Mickey Keenan's also there from Portadown. He was a great goalkeeper in his day, and he's annoying the referees every week, seemingly giving off to them from the sideline. So you're going to have to sort him out when you get here.
I think It's quite ironic that people like that are often the nicest people in the world off the field, because it's just football is so passionate. You know, people do things that they wouldn't do in normal life. You know, I've met lots of people in life like that, to be honest. To you know, you'd want them to marry your daughter during the week, and you wouldn't want to speak to them during 90 minutes. But that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, and a resurgence for Northern Ireland football. Northern Ireland doing quite well now as a football team, and the Republic of Ireland starting to build, although they've lost Robbie Keane.
Well, I went to the Euros, and I was very, very fortunate that I watched all of the Ireland games, you know, and I went to two of the Northern Ireland games. I went to the Germany game when the guy, McManus, in goal was absolutely amazing. And I went to the game where they beat the Ukraine, which was fantastic. It was just the most brilliant atmosphere. I got sunburnt in the first half and frostbite in the second, mind you.
Very good, very good. Well, listen, we look forward to meeting you, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say. You're going to be at Newry City Club Rooms on the 1st of October. It all kicks off at 9 o'clock. It's questions and answers, a little bit of... well, we let Dermot remind us. Dermot, remind us what you're going to be doing.
enlightening people, entertaining people, but by and large raising money for the club and everybody enjoying themselves and coming together for the betterment of the club and having a good evening.
Will you be issuing any red cards or yellow cards on the night?
No, certainly not. I hung them up 9 years ago.
Well, what do you think of football now since you did retire?
Love it. Love it. I'm more passionate about football now than when I refereed. My wife says to me, she said, "You've just got older, Dermot. You haven't grown up any. You're still a boy wanting to be a footballer."
Well, listen, I look forward to meeting you. You sound like a lovely man indeed. Dermot, you'll be very welcome in Uri City. And thanks for joining us here on Q Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dermot. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.